From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. Helmut Marban is a spokesman for Burgenland Police.
They first thought it was an accident. It had an accident, and they checked the car, and they found there was no driver inside it. And they found blood dropping out of the car, and they checked a smell of dead bodies.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dacic told the leaders that as a transit country, Serbia is expected to come up with an action plan. But he said he thinks the European Union must come up with a plan first.
And we are not going to avoid our obligations. We want to act responsibly, and we want to have, but just let us know and tell us what to do.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel told the leaders that the Austrian truck deaths are a warning that Europe must come to grips with the migrant crisis. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. The League says a new date for taking up the matter will be announced later. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say an Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi. Besides the two commanders, an undisclosed number of others were reported killed in the attack. Greece has a new female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vasiki Thanou was sworn in Thursday as the caretaker head of government. Ms. Thanou and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September 20th. Ukraine accused Russian-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations Thursday, a day after representatives of the two sides agreed to try to halt ceasefire violations by September 1st. Ukrainian forces reported that separatists in eastern Ukraine violated the ceasefire 54 times on Thursday. It said 11 of the violations involved artillery fire and 16 involved attacks using grenade launchers. A government spokesman said 7 servicemen have been killed and 13 wounded in fighting over the previous 24 hours. The United States and United Nations are urging Congo to abide by its election calendar and the 2-term limit for presidents. The new U.S. Special Envoy to Africa's Great Lakes region spoke to the media in the DRC capital. Nick Long reports.
Visiting Kinshasa on Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador Thomas Perriello told reporters he had productive meetings, including an important introductory conversation with President Kabila.
We were able to have a very constructive exchange about issues including armed groups and refugees in the east, timely and peaceful elections, as well as the situation in Burundi and the issue of adoptions.
Asked what the U.S. could do to encourage respect for the constitutional 2-term limit, Perriello said U.S. President Barack Obama has spoken of his personal deep belief in constitutionalism and rule of law. Nick Long, Goma.
The Pakistani government is demanding that Afghanistan ensure the protection of its diplomatic staff and property in Kabul. It says Afghan agents are harassing the Pakistani staff, particularly those living outside the compound. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire Donald Trump is increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Thursday's Quinnipiac University poll showed the brash real estate mogul with 28% support among Republican voters across the country. He topped his nearest challenger, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who was about 15 points behind. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.